This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Today's banger is by Jessica Braithwaite. I still get excited for Christmas, and we'll be talking to Jessica right after this.
Step away from the tree.
I still get excited for Christmas. I still get excited for the bells.
Weekend Brekkie with Paul and Ando on your Saturday morning, 27 minutes to 10. The time is flying, Paul. We have had back-to-back guests just swinging past the studio. And you got somebody on the line for me.
Ah, so excited to say welcome back to Joy Weekend Brekkie. Jessica Braithwaite.
Hello.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jessica. Do you know, that song is just so damn infectious.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. I must admit, like, just listening while I was waiting to come on with you, I was obviously listening to my own song and I was kind of bopping along a bit myself as well.
And Jessica, we spoke 12 months ago and we just said off air, yeah. I cannot believe it's a year since we spoke to you and you launched this wonderful song.
I can't believe it either, because I'm sitting in the same spot. Like, I'm just sitting on my back deck, the exact same spot as when I spoke to you last year to launch this song. And it does, I'm just thinking that feels like it was yesterday. Like, did this year even happen?
I know,
or
so fast. Now, tell me something. You're over in, I learned this term this year, Radelaide.
Oh, yeah.
They start Christmas so much earlier with the great big Christmas parade.
I know, and you know what? For people who aren't from Adelaide, when you try to explain it to you, say, "Oh, we have this big Christmas pageant," and they kind of go, "Oh, yeah, whatever. Like it's probably some little local event." It is the biggest thing you've ever seen. Like it's the biggest Christmas parade in the Southern Hemisphere. We have 300,000 people.
What?
Have you not heard of this?
I've never heard of it. I think you're making those numbers up.
I am not. And they lined the streets, and we were back on the streets this year because. For COVID, for 2 years, we were at Adelaide Oval. And they line the streets and they camp out overnight. So the parents come at like, you know, 9 o'clock the night before to camp out to get the good spot. And is just Christmas, like the most magical Christmas wonderland. These amazing floats roll through the town. And then I have this role at the end of welcoming Father Christmas to town when he arrives. Oh. And I know, I feel very, you know, I have bragging rights.
That's a big job.
The other mothers.
Yeah.
I know. And it's like on live television and he's coming down King William Road and there's confetti flying through the air. Oh, it's just, it is so magical.
I didn't believe this either. Andrew's looking at me saying, are you sure?
I've still got a gobsmacked face.
Jessica, I work in retail and my colleagues were telling me exactly that. And I've seen the photos. It is big. So it's good that Radelaide kickstart Christmas really early. We've now started playing Christmas songs here on Joy. And our daytime playlist kicks in on Monday morning.
It sure does.
This is going to be on rotation throughout the course of the next 3 weeks.
Oh, I love that. And isn't that just a magical feeling though when you start to hear Christmas music on the radio? It's like, okay, the silly season is here. Oh, it is time to let your hair down. There's, you know, all the guilty pleasures come out. I heard you guys playing another guilty pleasure this morning as well, but it is awesome, isn't it?
It is great.
For some, not everyone. Okay, I need to put my cards on the table. Firstly, Jessica, I think you are the most qualified person to be able to write your song called I Still Get Excited for Christmas, because how excited you were just then explaining this float parade and a cracker and Santa.
Yeah.
Call me bah humbug, but I'm not. I'm just, if you're a 10, I'm about a 3 on the excitement scale.
Oh, and
we have a Grinch on our hands.
We're going to have to work on you. Jessica, I'm with you. I'm a 9.5 when it comes to Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And I'm broadcasting on Christmas Day, so I can tell you I should be playing this song on Christmas Day.
I'm doing the breakfast show,
so I'll be very excited.
Oh, my God, I love that. And I think we just need to work on turning you up at maybe from a 3, even if we could get you to a 7 by, you know, mid-December, and just sort of crank it up as we go from there. How does that sound?
It sounds like hard work.
Ando, you're crazy.
Sorry. No. I'll get into it. It's just, I don't know why. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of dishes.
Now, Jessica, there are other countries around the world where Christmas is much, much higher up that celebratory list, perhaps, than here in Australia. Your song is being downloaded in a whole bunch of places. Just give us a quick update.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I love most is the number one country for my song at the moment is Germany. And, like, sometimes you just go, the universe is just funny, because I went to Germany specifically at Christmas time because they have their most amazing Christmas markets, and it's just like this magical, and there's snow, and it's just like this magical Christmas wonderland. So when I saw that was the number one country for this song, I was like, oh, that's so cool. And then other, like Austria and Switzerland, the United States, they're all above us. They're all above Australia. And I think Australia is about number 5 on the list. I'm like, come on, Aussies. We need to up the game here.
Wow. Do you know how to say Merry Christmas in German? I just Googled it and it's not going to help. Do you?
No. Well, I attempted it the other day because I was seeing that the Germans were all listening to the song. Now, I'll give it a go. But if there's anyone from Germany listening, I'm really sorry.
Okay.
But I think it goes, Fröhliche Weihnachten. Oh, I'm really sorry about that. But for Lichte,
well,
yeah.
Done for trying. Ando?
Well, I just clicked on the... Oh, hang on. I'll do it one more time.
One more time. Ando's trying to do it through Google Translate.
Yeah, no.
Okay. I think you did a better...
isn't it?
You did a better job, Jessica.
I need to learn a few more languages now this Christmas as well. We've got a few more to go.
Really, you know, I've tried to be nice, but I need to get to the hard question.
Okay.
Mince tarts, yay or nay?
Well, now this is a big issue of contention in our family.
All right.
I am firmly on the yay side.
Yes.
Firmly put both feet.
Tom,
in that
help
camp.
Me out. Like, your husband, please say nay.
My husband cannot stand them.
He's a smart man. I love him.
Well, I will pass that on and you guys can get together and have a non... What are you going to eat at Christmas then?
Yeah, why not, Ando? There's nothing better than having a fruit mince tart at Christmas.
No, well, I'll start him on the sparkling Shiraz for breakfast. That's always sparkling Shiraz for breakfast. Then I might make him a little ham sandwich with some fresh cut ham off the leg. You know, just ease in. None of this mince tart thing. It's like somebody scooped up the crap off the floor and put it in a pastry.
Oh, my goodness.
You are such a miserable person.
I am.
Jessica, tell us, how will you be celebrating on Christmas Day?
Oh, well, I've got two little kids now, and my oldest boy, Donnie, he's just turned 4, and he is the most perfect age to be celebrating Christmas. Mm. He's really excited about Father Christmas coming, and so I'm just going to be one of those bleary-eyed parents who get up, you know, like their kids get up at 5 a.m. and you're kind of like, oh, okay, I guess Christmas has started now. So maybe, what did you say, sparkling Shiraz for breakfast? Maybe that's what I need.
Mummy's little helper, I call it.
As long as you're not working on that day.
No, I won't.
Jessica, thank you ever so much for joining us this morning. Jessica Braithwaite, I Still Get Excited for Christmas is a great boppy Christmas song. So hopefully you'll hear it on your airwaves. You can download it wherever you download your songs from.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I absolutely love talking to you and kicking off a silly season together. It's awesome.
That's great. And Jessica, if you're ever in Melbourne in the next couple of months outside of Christmas, come and give us a shout and come and join us.
Oh, I would love that. That would be so much fun.
Great.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us this morning and have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.